Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Nail, bringing you episode number 149, Google Plus Polls. So for today's episode, I wanted to share a way for for everybody, if you have a Google account, to have at least one way of having a need for Google Plus. So you may not want to use it for the social features, but they recently added a feature that is beneficial for everybody. And that's the ability to create your own polls. So while it offers a similar features as strawpoll.me, so you can create your question, your options, you can see votes and percentages for how people respond to the questions. But the one feature I like that it offers over especially strawpoll, there may be others that do this or don't do this, but the Google Plus polling system allows you to add images or no images to your answers, so you can create a more engaging poll. So you to create the poll, you'll start a new post and click the polling option. You'll type out your question and your responses. And then if you want to add images to those responses, you can do that. So if you want to say, like, pick a color and then have an option for no color, then you can do that. Or if you want to, if you're setting up a logo, which I'll get to in a little bit, you can add logo options there as well. Obviously, it does require at least two choices, so people have an option to pick from. Currently, it is a public available or public poll option only right now, so you can't share it to circles or anything like that. You have to make it public. But this ties into the ability to get a direct link to that post, so you can share it wherever you want. So once you create the poll, you can share it to other social networking sites like Facebook, Twitter, share it by SMS, email, and whatever other messaging apps or however else you want to share it as well. The link that it generates is kind of long and not very user friendly, so you may want to create a shorten URL, like for example using Google's URL shortener or bit.ly or tiny URL, and setting up that so you can create a more easy to use poll system. Or for example, if you have monthly polls and you own your own domain, you can create a website redirects to that whatever your current poll is, so people always can visit the same website if they want. So for example, this is not an actual one, but if I was to create a poll for my personal website, then I could create a URL, for example, poll.patelN01.com, and direct it to whatever my current poll is, and make it easy and say, check out the latest promotion or the latest user feedback or anything like that. And all the options are set up and it goes to whatever the latest poll I have set up is. So as I mentioned, that's really all there is to talk about. It's very simple, easy to use. Once you hit share, it's live. So all you have to do is share it to wherever you want. Or if you use Google Plus, it's already shared to your stream. So anyone who has you in their circles will be able to see it. But for example, if you want to see a Google Plus poll with pictures, I'll have a link in the show notes. I'm not setting up any URL shorteners or redirects or anything like that, so you can see how long it is, and you can make the decision if you want to have your own poll, just have that long link, or if you want to shorten it and make it easy to get to in some other way. But I did set up a poll for one of my other podcasts. This is a unintentional shameless plug, but for example, on my Android Realm podcast, the current season is about to end, so at the start of the new season, I'll be setting up a new logo, and I figured I have two options I'm trying to decide between for which one I want to go with or have the basis of. So I thought with the Google Plus poll setup, why not create a poll? And so when you visit the link, you can see the traditional green Android or the outline version of the same logo, and whichever one has the most votes by the time the season ends is the one that I'll go with. So I like both of them equally, but whichever one has the most votes gets that gets to be the next logo. So it's it's very easy to set up. Doesn't really require any knowledge, unless you need to, if you're setting up your own images you need to do that or anything like that. But for the most part, it's very easy to use, very straightforward. It only takes a couple of minutes and can be used for any number of things, so promotions, giveaways, feedback, topics for future conferences or anything like that. So it's very easy to use, and it doesn't cost you anything to set up and can be integrated in any way you want. So that's really all for this particular episode. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can find me on Twitter at patelN01. And of course, as we end this particular set of this Working Droid episodes in a couple of weeks, the next ebook for episodes 125 to 150 will be showing up on my author profile. So if you want to check out past ebooks, you can visit author.patelN01.com. And of course, you can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.com. And of course, if you're worried about your security while you're online, so while you're setting up a public link, so if you're setting up a poll and you want to make sure that you're as safe and secure as well, be sure to visit our friends over at ProXP, and they help you keep your, or they help keep your browsing history safe and secure, and keep your personal data safe and secure at the same time. And it's all at a great low rate. And when you use the promo code GEEK20, that's GEEK and the number 20, you'll get an extra 20% off of whichever plan you choose. So be sure to visit proxpn.com and use the promo code GEEK20 when purchasing whichever plan. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But that is all for this particular episode of This Working Droid. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.